Today is January 24th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, and I am your host for the program, and this school year we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we're up to Matthew 16. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, so beautiful, the creator, designer, and the eternal Father, generous, and the hope of education. You are the intelligent designer, and Jesus, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our Messiah, and new with us right now. You're the only wise God, pure in all of your ways. You quiet us with your love, and you have all the riches of the universe at your disposal. You are the song in our hearts and the teacher of teachers, understanding and the victory and voice we long to hear. You are wisdom all wrapped up in one place, and you are the expert in everything that we need to know. You are Yahweh and the zenith over all life itself. O great and mighty God, we bow before you because you are King. And you allow us to come into your very throne room. Oh, Lord, we are astounded by that and grateful. Help us to be your children and help us to do the things in school today that will please you and bless others. Lord, our hearts are turned to you, for we do not know what to do, but we know that you have all the answers and all the wisdom. We adore you. We thank you. We ask for all of this in the powerful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. So what was Jesus doing when he said these words? After Jesus rebuked Peter, he told his disciples, the Word of God, Matthew 16, verses 24 to 28, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Word of God, Matthew 16, verses 24 to 28. Praise God for his powerful words. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen Forever Rain by Hillsong Worship. You are good, when there's nothing good in me. You are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sin. You are peace, when my fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. You are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord, all creation will proclaim. You are here, in your presence I am whole. You are God, of all else I'm letting go. I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever reign. My heart will sing no other name. Jesus, Jesus. And that was Forever Reign by Hillsong Worship. Thank you, my friends, for listening in to the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this amazing song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray. And today, my friends, we're going to be praying for all those who are suffering from the flu. It seems especially bad this year, and so let us pray for our brothers and sisters and the children who are suffering from the flu. And when 116 rolls around, if you forget that prompt, don't you worry, because it is the time of day. It is that call for unity to all Christians in the public schools to pause and pray, for we have based it on Romans 116. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We're in his fourth series now called The Great Race. Today's episode is called Running Partners. The scripture he chose is Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I with them. Diane is an 8th grade math teacher at Wyndham Junior High and also a track coach who travels to the nearby high school after school each day. Diane was a highly successful long-distance runner at the University of Arkansas. She knows from experience that training and competing in teams is so much easier and more effective than training alone. Encouragement and camaraderie are crucial to individual and team success. At the end of September, during her first year of teaching, Diane struggled mightily to stay in this new education race God had called her to enter. She had been part of a strong Christian network of athletes who emotionally and spiritually supported one another while in college, but here in the public school, she was totally spiritually isolated and alone. God was the foundation and strength of her life, and she saw no cornerstone of Jesus upon which to build this new part of her life. God was never mentioned, except in the Pledge of Allegiance, which the students recited every day. She felt buried in a tomb of new job responsibilities, relationships, and a tidal wave of expectations coming from multiple directions at the same time. Her district assigned mentor, her co-teacher, the team leader, the instructional specialist, the principal, and the district office administrators all had agendas laid out for her, some of which were even contradictory. There were so many competing voices crowding out the sound of the small, still voice of Jesus within her, which she had always depended upon for guidance. She felt like she was drowning in all these voices and expectations. She recognized the old demons of anxiety and depression beginning to press in on her, something that she had not experienced since her teen years. On Friday after school, Diane had a meltdown. She sat at her desk with her head down, weeping and crying out to God, asking him to let her quit this new race. Through her muffled sobs, she heard that still, small voice in her heart once again, something she had not heard since the mad dash at the start of the school year. She heard, "Come to the quiet. I am waiting here." Diane realized that she had not taken quiet time with God for over a month, a discipline that was once a part of her daily routine. That night before going to bed, she got out her Bible and journal. She opened her Bible to Matthew 18, the place where she had left off a month ago. As she read the following scripture, it was like a neon sign, and she wrote it in her journal. For where two or more are gathered in my name, there am I with them. Matthew 18, verse 20. She then wrote a letter to Jesus, and what she believed was his response. Dear Coach Jesus, I am spiritually and professionally drowning at work. I need some running partners who are running with and for you. I feel so isolated and alone here, like I'm in a spiritual vacuum getting the life sucked out of me. Coach, please recruit some runners to run with me in the field of education, as you once did for me in track and field. I need you. I need them. I cannot run alone. Love forever, Diane, your distance girl. Dear Diane, my distance girl, I have not given you a spirit of timidity and fear, but one of boldness, power, and courage. The most important job I have for you to do this entire year is to seek and find the Christian co-workers at school with whom you are to pray as I lead. You are my new recruiter at Wyndham Junior High, my hands, my heart, and my feet. This is your mission field. Few students or staff choose to serve me first here. There are so many competing agendas. You can make it through this school year to the finish line without spiritual running partners, but you cannot be a winner, prosper, and reach the professional hope and future I have planned for you without them. I will lead you to them, just as I did for you in college. Write on a piece of paper this goal I have for you, and Hebrews 12, verse 1. Post them on your desk at school, and read and pray them daily over yourself, staff, and students before each school day starts. Give a copy of these to the persons to whom I will lead you. Ask them to pray for you. Tell them you will pray for them. Meet together at an agreed upon place and time on a committed basis. This is your training plan. Obey and watch what I will do. Watch what I will do. Watch what I will do. You know you can truly trust me. You're a winner. Stop forsaking our times running together. It was great running with you tonight. I need you to start my long-distance running team at Wyndham. Love forever, Jesus. The prayer. Coach Jesus, lead us to the running partners you have given us at your schools. And that was our devotional, written by Don Clark. And now, my friends, the final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. This one is from Elbert Hubbard. A friend is someone who knows all about you and still loves you. As we close our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 16, verses 24 to 29. If anyone would come to me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. Truly, truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. O great and mighty Father, come, Lord Jesus, come. We so desire your kingdom, Lord, and we can taste it. Help us to desire it on earth as it is in heaven, as we go out and be your ambassadors, Lord. Help us to do it with holy boldness and kindness, mercy and grace. We love you, Lord, and thank you for all of this in the perfect name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.